The sleeping in shitty conditions thing. We're on like a rugby trip years ago, and we were playing in Abbotsford, BC. And the idea was that like players from the Abbotsford team were going to like billet us, and they didn't get enough volunteers. So this one guy like lived in this like giant fucking mansion outside the city and was like, okay, we have like three billet families. So like three of you go to this house, three of you go here, and then 20 of you go to this mansion in the middle of nowhere. And I went to the mansion. We had like a hot tub and we like went to the bar drinking and we came back. But they were like, even though it was a giant house, it was not set up to host 20 people. And so I had to sleep with my blanket was a wet towel that I used to dry myself off after I got out of the fucking hot tub. It was so ass. I slept like 3 hours.
So I thought it was going to be white get out.
White get out.
White get out. They took me to a mansion in the middle of the country. And there are all these black waiters. This rich black family. They said, we're going to put you in the basement. We're going to do a medical procedure on you. Yeah, I tried to pitch that movie. They didn't like it.
It's subversive, dude. Come on.
Yeah, it's subverting the original movie by just reversing it and not changing like, anything.
All the executives are like, we hate this idea. You're like, Chris Delia is going to start. And they're like, okay.
Yeah, cool wouldn't now. You like for him to get killed by a black family?
Yeah.
You're against Chris Delia being killed and eaten by a black family so they can use his brain?
Eaten.
Or, yeah, have you seen Get Out?
Or not eaten. Like, eat him? Well, it's sort of like... metaphorically eaten, like they take your brain and they use your body for their own purposes.
Okay, now I guess I get what you mean, but I don't know. I'm kind of into the idea of killing and eating Chris Delia.
It would.
That sounds kind of fun.
It's too bad he's such a skinny guy. Because I would want to just enjoy that for a long time.
Yeah, you'd have to braise him.
I guess you could.
I think you'd also
Brian Callen. That's another guy. He would be kind of tough.
Chris Delia would look really funny if he gained like 100 pounds. He'd kind of look like John Lovitz.
Brendan Schaub, though, I bet Brendan Schaub would have a lot of good meat on him. It would be like a nice strong rotisserie chicken with a lot of dark meat.
Brendan Schaub retired, guys. No need to make fun of him anymore.
Still has meat.
He's just flipping his truck.
He still has a bunch of muscle, like soft, unused muscle on his body. I feel like it would taste good.
He probably uses it.
For what?
Hey, speaking of
for flipping his car around?
Did you see who's fighting Jake Paul?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On Netflix.
That's going to be a really cool fight.
It's going to be a real fight.
Yeah, it's going to be real.
Yeah.
It's going to be so real and cool. Can't wait to launch that.
What if he proves everyone wrong and just kills Mike Tyson?
Well, I mean, that's what's going to happen. Mike Tyson is like
57.
Way too old.
He's 57.
Yeah. He should not be boxing. He should not be boxing anymore. And he should not be boxing Jake.
Why not?
He should be selling weed.
He's too old.
He's in good shape, though.
Wasn't, Manny Pacquiao didn't get approved to box.
Didn't he fight like...
he's an old motherfucker. Isn't he like the mayor of
Manila? Manny Pacquiao's a fucking politician. He needs to get back to work.
Tyson had a fight somewhat recently against like another old as bones dude, right?
But that's the thing. Like if you're going to fight somebody that old, you have to be that old. They have to be as old as you. It should be like a 50 and up division.
No, I think it's cool. Why not? Fuck it.
I think Floyd Mayweather should fight his dad. Is Floyd Mayweather Sr. still alive?
No, I'm fine with it happening. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm like absolutely here for freak shows, so.
I just assume it's going to be fake.
I've been to,
it's
going to
be not a real fight where they hug each other for 30 seconds.
Let everyone do steroids for my entertainment, please.
Where Mike Tyson trained in like the 80s was in Ohio, and we used to drive by it on my way to my grandma's. And like we saw it like every time. It had the gates, and like my dad was always like, that's where Mike Tyson trained. And it was always kind of interesting. It's like in Southington, Ohio, now that I look it up.
Yeah, he boxed Roy Jones Jr. in 2020. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but that's fine.
It was a draw.
But also, like, I don't know. It's not.
That's also
a real
two old guys fighting, though.
Exactly. That's what
but
I mean.
Also,
it's two old guys.
What's going to happen? He's going to get CTE?
No, what's going to happen?
He's
going to
get brain damage? He already
has.
I mean,
yeah.
Probably Aaron Hernandez should have spent his last year in the UFC ring.
You probably would
battering that thing in because you're going to lose it anyway.
I think we need to have some empathy and not just let old people get killed on TV even worse.
No, I think if you have CTE, you should be like a gladiator and they should put you in the ring.
What if he clocks Jake Paul, though? What if he wins?
Confused meme guy wearing my Aaron Hernandez didn't kill himself shirt.
There was that guy in Maine. They found out that guy in Maine today had CTE who shot 18 people. He was a former army guy.
Damn.
Wow, they just let them loose. That.